faces are turned in invisible ways, the better to hear.
See it, Barry. This should be a very dynamite show.
Costello with the hit of the modern lovers to close out our mini radio montage brought to you by Chuck Hugh here at the Polyblast Studios of Boston, Massachusetts.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
Yes, yes, yes. The walk sign is on at WMFL in Massachusetts. I'm Chuck Hugh filling in on an unknown slot, really. But here I am, and here we are. And this is songs about food for the next hour, starting off with Snack Attack by Godly Cream, going back to 1980 or 81, here on WMFL in Medford.
sat in the dark, watching the ceiling falling apart. The air conditioner has been busted for weeks, so the smell of cooking seeps through the floor. I can't eat no more. Then one bit of bee is light as a feather, so the doctor's wired my jaws together. And I'm locked in the bedroom away from the food, so I lie on my back in the dark, in the nude. I can't eat no more. I gotta use a straw. But if the devil dragged me down to the kitchen, I wouldn't put up a fight. I'd gladly sign away my soul for a T-bone steak tonight. Jagging beans and chips and milkshakes, clam bakes, fondue and dips and sauces, horses, 17 courses of barbecue beef with asparagus tips, rashes of bacon and bagels and lox and tandoori prawns and a box of chucks, spaghetti with mussels, parma hams and deep frozen waffles with syrup and jam. My willpower's gone, I'm down on my knees, praying to the god of cottage cheese. It's no good trying, I'll never beat it, cause if it moves, I'll eat it. So undo my trousers, let out the slack. Who cares, it's a snack attack, it's a snack attack.
It's a snack attack. It's a snack attack. It's a snack attack.
My father was a gents outfitter. My mother went crazy, they had to commit her. They used to tell me, don't be a quitter. But I know deep down I'm the runt of the litter. I can't eat no more. I gotta use a straw. But how do you take an overdose or even pretend to do it when the last straw is the one in your mouth and you can't suck sleepers through it? I can't eat no more. I gotta use a straw. If the devil took me to Mexico, the taste is guacamole. I'd gladly sign my name in blood and give him the keys to my soul. Because I can't eat no more. I can't eat no more.
Attack.
I feel like old Jack sitting in the Cadillac. I gotta weed the blackjack stack, rag and a six pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Click clack, open up the hatchback. I could be the bubble car or a pack of Mac. Patty cake, Big Mac. Good God, it's a snack attack.
Asleep on the floor, curled up in the corner, can't take no more. Armies of food invade my sleep, led by lasagnas 10 inches deep. My head is pounding, my heart is beating. Cows are mooing, sheep are bleating. I'm being haunted by all the meat I've eaten. And then a burglar alarm goes off in my head, and I wake up screaming, am I dead or alive? And the clock says 5. It's only 5 in the morning, I'm covered in sweat. Am I hungry? You bet. Turkey's what I'm going through, cold turkey's what I need. But they hung a sign on my appetite saying, danger, do not feed. I can't eat no more, I gotta use a straw. Can't eat no more, can't eat no more. And they've even taken away the pictures of food I had on my wall, and my treasured collection of menus they screwed up into a ball. In front of my face they flicked it out of the window into the night. But they'll never unscramble the combination, they'll never get it right. Now if they made a feature film that featured only food, I'd wallow in the crowd scenes while the rest of the audience booed. And if I got myself a video, I could satisfy the need. I could check out the action frame by frame and watch the calories of greed. But I can't eat no more. I gotta use a straw. I can't eat no more. I can't eat no more. I can't eat no more. I gotta use a straw.
Feel like OJ sitting in a Cadillac. I gotta weed a five jack stack, a rack, a six pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Big black, open up a hatchback. I could eat a bubble gum or a pack of Mac. Not a cake, not a cake, Big Mac. Good God, it's a snack attack. Feel like OJ sitting in a Cadillac. I gotta weed a five jack stack, a rack, a six pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Big black, open up a hatchback. I could eat a bubble gum or a pack of Mac. Not a cake, not a cake, Big Mac. Good God, it's a snack attack. Feel like OJ sitting in a Cadillac. I gotta weed a flapjack stack, a rack, a six pack jack. Just call me Jack Kerouac. Big black, open up a
we'll be right back. the knife of life. Tossed and turned, sprinkled and priced. Simmer me gently, or I boil away the broth of the day.
Here from Mr. Kurt and the Prodigal Muse CD of 1999. Before that, Robert Wyatt with Soup Song from Ruth's Stranger Than Richards, and Snack Attack by Godly Queen, the title track from the 1981 album. We're doing food-related music here from 2 to 3. Food-related music from 2 to 3. I might as well lower the music down here so you can hear me better. Feed soup, Mr. Kurt. So now that we've got our soups together, it's time to get together some other ingredients, like our vegetables that go into the soup. Stop your phone, Medford. A freeform hour of food-related music.
To you. Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Vegetable will respond to you.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga. A prune isn't really a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable.
No one will know if you don't want to let them know. No one will know unless it's you that might tell them so. Call and they'll come to you covered with dew. Vegetables dream of responding to you. Standing there shiny and proud by your side, holding your hand while the neighbors decide. Why is a vegetable something to hide?
I'm gonna chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm so embarrassed. I'm a dancer. letter in 10. Ask the name of your favorite vegetable. I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter in 10.
Vegetables? And the Beach Boys, Vegetables. Mother's Invention, Frank Zappa, Quality Vegetables. Well, now that we have all the food prepared, I guess it's time to start eating it. And I got a request going out to Daryl and Laurie in Florida. They wanted to hear Blondie, Eat the Beat. And it's time to start eating here on WMFO in Medford.
Beat! Take it one back now. we hope you'll really like.
The lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. She put the lime in the coconut. the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. This Colonel Sanders' job is getting me down. A crazy chicken chasing me all over town. Psycho chicken.
Against Frank Perdue. He's clucking a lot, but he's not saying anything. I plucked him once, why pluck him again?
Psycho chicken.
Psycho Chicken by The Fools, going out to Diane here, right here in Medford, a request for her. And before that, we heard Men and Vols covering Lime and Coconut, and those are songs about eating stuff and feeling sick and what to do about it. And Eating Pizza by the Shepherd Sisters was before that. And as long as we're on a couple of covers or parodies, here's another cover by the B-Side Players. It kind of fits the eating thing. Here on WMFO in Medford.
Si, bueno, si, dos. Check one.
Very hot summer's day. Cuando quise parar a descansar in a big field of tall grass. Me acosté ahí en el sol and felt it caressing my face. Me dormí y soñé. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie. That I was the star of the movie. Esto me sacó de onda. The fact that me, a knotty, dread, long-haired Chicano, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place. The Hall of the Mountain King. Stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, enfrente it. Every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, negras, flacas, gordas. Chonas. Crazy one. Out of the middle came a lady. She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, spill the wine, take that burn. Spill the wine, take that burn. Tiralino, toma la perla. Tiralino, toma la perla. I thought to myself, ¿qué será esto? ¿Me estoy oliendo loco? ¿O será solo un sueño? Now I know I'm lying here in a field of grass somewhere, so it's all in my head. Entonces I heard her say one more time. Volvió con una botella de vino en la mano y en la otra un mazo. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, Now if food is the staff of life, should there be famine, wars, and strives? For like the ant, should man proceed to fulfill his want and need? Now don't forget the Ethiopians. Their affliction should the world take a lesson from. For if today is for them, then tomorrow is for us. For in arms do we put our trust.
Bunny Wailer with a song about food from his Liberation album 1989. Before that, the B-side Players, Spill the Wine from their Movement CD of 2001. Chuck, there's been an hour about food-related music, and thanks for the requests, and it's been fun. I got one more here for you from Medium Medium, Hungry So Angry, which is sort of about food, I guess. And Nate's here with Fast and Loose coming up next here at WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned.